Quiet. The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain. Read for you by Kate Amazer. A species in which everyone was General Patton would not succeed, any more than would a race in which everyone was Vincent van Gogh. I prefer to think that the planet needs athletes, philosophers, sex symbols, painters, scientists. It needs the warm-hearted, the hard-hearted, the cold-hearted, and the weak-hearted. It needs those who can devote their lives to studying how many droplets of water are secreted by the salivary glands of dogs under which circumstances. And it needs those who can capture the passing impression of cherry blossoms in a 14-syllable poem, or devote 25 pages to the dissection of a small boy's feelings as he lies in bed in the dark, waiting for his mother to kiss him goodnight. Indeed, the presence of outstanding strengths presupposes that energy needed in other areas has been channeled away from them. Alan Shawn. Introduction. The North and South of Temperament. Montgomery, Alabama, December 1st, 1955. Early evening. A public bus pulls to a stop, and a sensibly dressed woman in her 40s gets on. She carries herself erectly, despite having spent the day bent over an ironing board in a dingy basement tailor shop at the Montgomery Fair department store. Her feet are swollen. Her shoulders ache. She sits in the first row of the colored section and watches quietly as the bus fills with riders, until the driver orders her to give her seat to a white passenger. The woman utters a single word.